This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller, and I'd like to welcome everybody to the Telecom Reseller podcast series. Today, I'm with Chris Lee, the CEO of CloudAge Solutions. Chris, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Doug. It's great to be here.
So first of all, why don't you tell us a little bit about CloudAge Solutions?
I founded the company in 2005. It was known as SourceLoop at that time. We rebranded the last few years to really capture what's going on in the telecom industry, the impact of cloud. But we provide data, analytics, and SaaS platforms to carriers and large enterprises, really geared upon managing network cost and within the enterprise, some other IT expenses as well.
Chris, with all the new innovative collaboration offerings in the market, many companies have almost forgotten about voice services, but there are market and regulatory changes that will impact costs, especially for service providers. What are you seeing?
Sure. On the regulatory side, there's things like Stir Shaken. That's an attempt to combat robocalls by authenticating calls so carriers can't spoof numbers. And so that is a mandatory thing for all carriers to adopt in 2021, I think June of 2021. That initiative will have a slight impact on costs because now the carriers will have to authenticate their originating calls with like a digital signature. So there's some development costs to set up that capability, as well as there's a cost for these digital certificates that they're going to use to authenticate the calls. Another area that's just really the last part of this long-ranging reform that FCC was putting on interstate access charges, but it's called access charge reform. And the last piece of this really deals with toll-free, originating access to toll-free. And over the years, the FCC has been concerned with hearing stories from various carriers about abuse of these access charges. There's overbilling of access, potentially multiple dip charges to initiate toll-free calls, and even the flooding of illegitimate toll-free calls to drive up access bills, like access stimulation, was cited by a lot of carriers. And so the FCC has a proceeding ongoing that they're ultimately going to phase out originating access charges. It's been in the proceedings been. I think the public rulemaking started in 18 and hopefully should be done fairly soon, which will have some impact on the cost of toll-free for operators. And they're also, now that I'm talking about toll-free a little bit, they've also opened up the SMS 800 platform business to competition. Today, it's been it's been operated by a company called Somos, and so now they're opening up to others to potentially bid to maintain that routing platform, which may have a real small impact on cost if the overall cost to operate under a new contract is lower. Within the market, you see, like you mentioned, collaboration in your statement, your question. And so it's interesting to talk about that. The voice is really now bundled into other application services, like standalone voice really doesn't exist or isn't that popular. And so, apps like Teams, Slack, Zoom are all being used now to communicate. They've been pulling traffic off of dedicated voice services for years. So on the UC side, really a UC offering has to include all of those features essentially. And another impact in the last 9 months or so is the COVID-19 pandemic has really accelerated the move to UC and collab services for the customers that haven't taken that plunge. So that's a big kind of market or event-driven thing at this point.
So it almost sounds like a squeeze or a classic economic squeeze. You've got costs and regulations on the one hand and, demand where you there's not maybe necessarily as much demand as you used to have on the other hand. So how do you manage costs while remaining competitive in this market?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It is a squeeze. Competition is so fierce now. So you're both fighting at the top line as well as the bottom line. So I think some of the critical things for carriers to kind of evaluate and really in practice is really, you really have to know your margins and even at the customer level. So A lot of these providers offer unlimited domestic voice offerings. So it's where you have a fixed revenue and a variable cost model. And so you really need to monitor your usage and your costs related to usage to ensure all your customers are profitable and really have things in your agreements like boundaries around what is the definition of unlimited. You know, unlimited isn't unlimited, really. It's unlimited with a good mix of traffic. If you have a significant part of your traffic that's terminating in high-cost destinations, then that should be called out and violate and have some way of addressing that, because you will be upside down in those types of situations. In order to do pricing in general, you really have to understand your costs. International is an area where margins still should be really high in international, and we've seen some companies we've worked with where that's not necessarily the case. Because they really don't understand their costs and when they put together their pricing. So it's the big thing there. And another factor is what we call the golden triangle. So refer to three items, you know, cost, quality, and reliability, and kind of how they play together. So the goal really is to minimize your cost for an acceptable level of reliability and quality. And so how you do that are really one of the key factors in that are really what we call sourcing. So sourcing and carrier management. And so choosing the right carriers that are give you that quality reliability, it's not like, you know, quantity doesn't matter. It's just because you have 15 carriers that you're sending traffic to, you know, that's not you know, guaranteeing you that you have the high quality. So you really have to start managing and monitoring and understanding your quality and reliability. Critical in this is using technologies like least cost routing platforms to kind of manage your vendor traffic allocation and its survivability. There's still some smaller carriers we see out there that aren't doing LCR, and there's definitely a disadvantage there from both the quality and the cost standpoint. And then, you know, really, once you have LCR in place, you really need to actively practice carrier management around working with those carriers to drive pricing. So getting monthly rate decks. I also see some providers not really getting updated decks every month, which is a problem from a cost perspective, but also working with the carriers to kind of create what I call like a traffic auction environment. So guiding them on pricing, which they can earn more business, because all of the sales reps at these carriers are kind of motivated by commission. So you should leverage that force to give them the right pricing kind of guidance to get them to get their rate decks to keep guiding the rates down and down and down. And then another issue is like I'll screen your traffic for margin busters. So what I mean there are fraud, you know, so having a fraud system in place that'll identify that, or even identifying legitimate high cost calls to services like in the U.S., like free conferencing services, which really tend to drive up your costs. As an example, on the free conferencing thing, you may have inside your customer base some customers that are using legitimate free conferencing service like you know, freeconferencing.com, which again, you can't block calls to that even though they're high cost, because it's, you know, you have to provide the ability to dial to all the North American numbering plan. But when you look at the traffic, you know, the conferences are long duration, rates are really high, and all the participants are dialing into the platform on that model and generate high minutes and costs. And so carriers, if you do the analysis on this, it's actually interesting. You can actually afford to give away your own conferencing service, not just give away, make it free, because, you know, when those participants that are internal to the UC system are on that, it basically is no cost because they're already connected to the internet, to your UC platform. And then the external participants would dial in, have a much lower cost to join. So essentially, you could give it away for free. And what that would do is, you know, lower your cost and actually increase your margin. So there's just some ideas around, you know, how to kind of really stay competitive in this market.
So that's a lot to take into account. It looks like you've got to watch really everything, every billable minute, every service, everything. You got to look at it from the standpoint of cost and also maybe the standpoint of possible revenue. So So are there any tools or techniques that companies can use to get started to realistically, you know, put their arms around all this?
Yeah, definitely quite a few, and it definitely needs to be actively managed. You know, there's definitely a great payback on actively managing your own network. And so, you know, the multi-vendor side of it is the first thing from both a diversity quality standpoint as well as a cost standpoint. So blending your various carriers deals together to, you know, get that optimal cost structure and diversity. You know, one thing I see today, which, you know, doesn't play well with me when we manage costs for on behalf of other carriers, but a lot of vendors today are trying, you know, to approach their carriers today and want to be this one-stop shop, and they say, well, it'll be easier. You just manage us, one carrier. We'll do all the least cost routing for you. Trust us. It might sound good. It might get you fairly close to your cost level, but the problem is, like, when they have an issue. So if they're the only carrier connected to, you have an issue too. So there's still, again, like I mentioned before, the good payback for managing your own network. You're picking the right vendors. They're not all created equal in terms of quality. So really have to understand that and monitor and be able to move and change vendors when issues in their quality changes. And then understand which vendors you can drive the right pricing with and terms. The terms of contracts are very important as well, not just the pricing. Really in an LCR environment, you want no commitment, and there still are a few carriers out there for certain services that will still require you to commit a certain spend level with them. To me, that's a non-starter, but you need to kind of get rid of that on the contract side. Usage analytics is extremely important, so monitoring CDRs and usage daily. Identify those margin busters I referred to before. You leverage your analytics and how you do your routing, and if you can't automate that directly, so it's a dynamic thing, that's better. LCR, again, is another tool that you have to use, certainly for outbound, and driving and managing the call allocation across carriers. Another thing that you know, most carriers are doing routing on the toll-free side, but that's another area some of the smaller, newer entrants don't realize that they can manage the SMS 800 platform, build routing templates, and through a partner mostly, because most carriers aren't going to have that capability, but they could call someone like CloudAge to help that. But optimizing toll-free is very possible. And then the last thing is automation. Really, You have to automate your CDR processing. That's one of the critical activities. And if you don't automate that, it's going to be really labor intensive. So, you know, you spend all your time gathering the data and formatting the data and not a lot of time interpreting and actually doing something with it. And the last part of automation is really on the smart automation side, something like machine learning. Very effective now to spot anomalies in traffic, which was, you know, typically related to like fraud. So there's a lot there you need to, you know, to kind of automate there.
It sounds like automation is really important, especially some of these processes must be very labor intensive if you don't go there.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, like I said, you know, the labor intensive, you know, like a lot of the activities. You know, the good part about this stuff is that you can automate. You know, we're talking about systems processes that are very highly automatable, right? If you don't do that, then you're looking at just having far too high a cost on your kind of labor side, your resource side. And again, the voice world is margins are tightening every week pretty much, and so you need to have that automation in place to kind of reduce that aspect of your cost.
So Chris, you know, these are really helpful hints, and I'm wondering though if you could give us some examples of companies that actually, you know, took advantage of some or most of these ideas.
Sure. We've got a lot of different case studies. One that comes to mind is when we did in the last 2 years or so, where there's a prominent UCaaS provider, and they hadn't really kept up with their agreements and were not on like a least cost routing platform. And so we were able to come into that environment. We looked at all their agreements, existing agreements. We identified services that would have good savings potential and kind of, you know, ran sourcing events. So we redid all their major agreements. And then we also set up optimal routing on the outbound side, leveraging a lot of the analytics that we brought in. A lot of our CDR analysis, you know, gave us the information to how to set up the routing and to kind of how to structure the agreements, understanding the growth rates they were experiencing. Because there were a few vendors that, incumbent vendors that we couldn't quite phase out, where we needed to get some commitments. So we had some good intelligence by looking at the data to kind of understand how to structure those the best way. You know, so we ended up achieving, you know, over $3 million of savings, which was significant as a total of their telco spend. You know, some of that was, you know, realized as we signed the contract. Others actually took time to implement because we were implementing other solutions on the LCR side and others. You know, after that, it was a good experience for both of us. And so since that point, we've actually taken over the operations of the LCR function, and we continue to drive the cost structure and the voice quality. So achieving that you know, golden triangle there for them. But it was, you know, again, both rewarding from both sides. So it was a really, really good project.
So how is CloudAge working to address this?
Sure. So we have a couple services that help providers that generate cost reductions and maintain optimal costs. The first is a service. It's our voice network optimization service. It's a fully managed service where we, you know, come in, and it's very, very similar to that case study where we negotiate contracts, understand, you know, do the sourcing piece of that they have. Our customers have the best contracts in place for both, not just voice services, but also the access and connectivity. Then we create, again, that whole concept of what I call traffic auction. So every month we're going back out to the vendors with price targets so that they can get them, so that they get their pricing groups to give the pricing so it keeps, you know, driving the cost downward and really that sort of stuff. And then it also is included in the service is we'll build out and run the LCR. It's optional for us to run it, but we'll certainly help build out the LCR, also enabling the toll-free routing as well. And then we also monitor your CDRs, customer CDRs, to ensure that optimal routing is performed. And then the last part of it is validating the carrier invoices so that we ensure that not only is traffic routing properly, that's being billed properly. And then we also have our SaaS platform, which is really our flagship offering called GPX Cloud, that provides an automated capability for managing all forms of network costs. So it's voice costs, you know, fixed, you know, circuit costs, any type of cost in processing invoices, GPX Cloud supports that as well.
So GPX Cloud really does pull this together.
Yeah, it's really the platform. So, you know, the voice network optimization service is a service. It gets your kind of network set up, but ongoing from a platform standpoint, you really, and GPX Cloud contains a lot of the automation I talked about. So the automated CDR analytics, automated invoice processing, because a lot of these carriers have, you know, enormous amounts of invoices, invoice data. So it's really not possible to go through this stuff on a manual basis. So you need that automation, which GPX Cloud provides, in addition to the targeted use cases that really drive cost savings. It's really, really, I guess, the best way to describe GPX Cloud.
It seems to me without that automation, either it's going to get done at an enormous cost without the automation, or it just won't be done.
Absolutely. You hit it right on the head. So you take your pick, right? Either it's not great, right? So if it costs a lot to do it, then, you know, it drives your overall cost up. If you don't do it, it's probably worse because the amount of extra cost you'll maintain is probably prohibitive from really making money. So you definitely hit it right on the head.
Well, Chris, as ever, thank you for joining me today on the Telecom Reseller Podcast Series. Really interesting ideas, a lot of food for thought for our community out there. Where can listeners learn more about CloudEdge Solutions and its GPX Cloud solution?
Thanks, Doug. Great. It was great being on the podcast today. Yeah, listeners can go to our website at www.cloudagesolutions.com or send an email to info@cloudagesolutions.com to learn more about the GPX Cloud offering.
Well, Chris, again, thank you very much. Indeed, we'll look forward to the next one.
Same here, Doug. Thanks very much.